you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how you doing there, Rob? Good to have you on board again.
I'm doing well, and this is one of the speeches, or you could say literally, a speech heard around the world. President Donald Trump addressed the UN General Assembly, and he essentially reaffirmed his commitment to put America first. The reaction in America, which you would expect, would be mixed, and some people are really happy about it, but then again, some people are saying that it's pompous to go out there and say we're putting America first, and being in that position of president, they go, oh, that's arrogance. What do you think?
Well, what person would not put his family first? I mean, your goal, your role as the head of your family, or as a father and husband, is to see that you take care of your family first. I mean, that's your responsibility. That's your goal. You know, I've heard of a lot of people being mauled and killed by a mother bear protecting her cubs because they come first. It's got to be our goal, whether it be a working for a company, to put that company first as opposed to somebody else, other company's interest at heart, or whether it be taking care of our children, our extended family. You know, it goes from our family to an extended family and so forth. So his reaffirming putting America first and then his allies second is like us putting our families first and our extended family second.
Now, I would take that maybe a little bit further and say he's just saying, he's really just telling the truth. In other cases where you try to soften that stance, you're playing up to an audience rather than really telling. There's not a country on this planet that doesn't put itself first when it comes to international negotiations and dangers from abroad.
Absolutely. And we're seeing that now with the various countries around the world, is the way they deal with terrorism or the way they view the relationship with certain rogue nations. Depending upon their allegiance and how they see their relationship as it matches the needs of their country, that's how they align themselves. And so for President Trump to say he's going to put America first and his allies second, listen, that's exactly what I do. I put my family first and my extended family second. And then maybe going to my other friends third and so forth. So we all have a tiering of relationships that we support based on our, how we feel, our allegiance, whether it be, a football team that we're rooting for or baseball team or whatever. We tend to support that team that we, or that relationship that's important to us in our lives. And so, when I voted, put my ex on the ballot for a particular candidate, it's I want them to look out for my best interest, whether they're a senator for California or for Arizona or representative. I want them to represent me in that particular arena, that venue, and not represent somebody else. So we expect people to have an allegiance, whether it be a politician from the state that they live in or the country that they live in. They should be supporting that particular venue and not some others. So, I don't believe it's arrogant or pompous at all for me or you or anyone else listening to this podcast to support the allegiance that they have. That's what I want to say about getting on board, this whole concept about putting whatever first. Whatever relationship is important to you and your family, put it first, and then your extended family second, and so forth. And as the president of the United States, I expect Donald Trump to put America first. That's what we hired him or are hiring him to do.
And it's a very volatile situation out there. I mean, in the speech, he brought up several countries that are problematic right now. And of course, you know, some nations wanting to be nuclear nations. And while they're doing that, they're also saying they want to destroy us or destroy somebody else. And when you make threats or even to appear to be endangering nations that again, are talking about your family at home versus your extended family, which may not be living at home with you, but if something happens to them, you're going to go support them. So there's an extended international community family that America looks at. And like you said, you gave the hierarchy. You said, you know, it starts at home and then it extends out from there to your other friends and beyond, according to, you know, whatever your moral norms are. But the president was pretty clear about, you know, who's dangerous out there, and that if somebody attacks them, threatens our allies, then America is going to take that as a personal attack.
You know, that's the old adage is, if you're going to pull a gun, you better shoot, because if you don't, I'm going to kill you. You know, don't pull a gun on me and expect me just to stand by. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, you know, hey, whatever country, if you threaten us, you better do it. You better pull that threat off, because if not, we're gonna act quickly and swiftly. And I think he said that he was prepared to act quickly and swiftly if he feels our country or our allies are threatened, and as it should be. I make no bones about that. That's how I feel, and that's why we have these podcasts, is to allow us to express these particular feelings as we see them.
Yeah, so, thank you for your time, Ray.
Thank you.
Find out more about Tough Things First, the book, at toughthingsfirst.com. You can also check out Ray's social media on Facebook, also Twitter. Follow him on Twitter, and you can send him messages as well. And, of course, the book is available at major retailers and Amazon. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate being with you today.
Sure. You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.